There are new revelations today in the legal battle over the citizenship question the Trump administration wants to add to the 2020 census. Court filings suggest the administration pushed to add the question so political maps could be redrawn to favor Republicans and non-Hispanic white people. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has been covering this legal battle from the beginning. He joins us now from New York. And Hansi, first just remind us what the citizenship question asks, why it sparks so many legal challenges.
This is a question that asks, is this person a citizen of the United States? The Trump administration wants included on forms to be asked of every household in the country next year. And the concern here is that Census Bureau research has shown that it's highly likely that including this question would depress participation in the census among households with non-citizens, and that includes some citizens. And it's important to remember the stakes here. If people don't participate in the census or not enough people, that affects the accuracy of census numbers that are used to draw voting districts at the state and local level after 2020. And so far, three federal judges have blocked the citizenship question from being added. This issue is now at the Supreme Court. And all along, the administration has been saying that they wanted this question to better enforce Voting Rights Act's protections for racial and language minorities. What's interesting here is that these new documents filed today by the plaintiffs in the lawsuit suggest that Trump administration officials were aware that adding this question would reduce the political power of Latinx people.
So what are these documents? What exactly do they say?
Well, these are documents from the files of a major GOP redistricting strategist. His name is Thomas Hoffler. He died last year. And he was commissioned in 2015 to do a study about what could be done with a citizenship question. And he ultimately concluded that adding a question about citizenship status on the census could ultimately help improve, boost the power of Republicans and non-white Hispanics through the redrawing of maps. And also, these documents included a document that had a paragraph word for word that was included in a draft letter requesting a citizenship question that the Trump administration used as part of its process of adding this question to the census forms. And the plaintiff's attorneys here say that this is all evidence that suggests that Hoffler was involved in this push for a citizenship question and that was done to help benefit Republicans.
Do we know why these documents are being released now?
You know, what's interesting is these documents, the attorneys obtained them through Hoffler's estranged daughter, who after Hoffler died, she got hold of a hard drive, included his personal files, and this daughter happened to get connected with lawyers for another lawsuit on another case about a redistricting map, and the lawyers happened to be in the same law firm involved in the citizenship question lawsuits. And so the timing here is just how these documents came to light. You know, it's important to keep in mind that we're weeks away from when the Supreme Court is expected to announce its decision on whether or not the Trump administration can add the citizenship question. And I should note, I have reached out to all the federal agencies involved in these cases. No responses so far on the record.
But to go back to something, how could today's news affect that Supreme Court ruling?
You know, we'll have to see. You know, so far, the judge in New York at a lower court has scheduled a hearing about all these issues on June 5th. The plaintiff's attorneys basically say that these documents show the administration has concealed Hoffler's role in the citizenship question, this push for a citizenship question, and that administration officials may have provided misleading or testimony or lied about Hoffler's role during their testimony for the lawsuits. And the attorneys have notified the Supreme Court about this hearing on June 5th. We'll have to see how that might affect the Supreme Court's ruling ultimately.
That's NPR's Hansi Lo Wang. Hansi, thank you for your reporting.
You're welcome.